Well, good morning, good evening to some, and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Inspire to Pray. You know, this morning I was just a little bit more excited to just be in this space this morning. It's the first thing I said to the Lord. I thank you for this moment. I do look forward to the time I spend with God on Mondays especially. And just thanking God for this platform and for you all that come in and touch and agree. And as we learned last week, there is power in that agreement that he has to show up. But today we're going to pray for waiting. I have heard the scripture so many times and I can't even tell you y'all where it's at. But you know, we all know this scripture. They that wait on the Lord, he shall renew your strength. You will mount up with wings as eagles. You shall walk and not be weary. You shall run and not faint. You know that scripture. I've heard that scripture so many times, y'all, but this time, it really meant something to me. I was sitting in church on yesterday, and the preacher was preaching his word, and it was just really good, you know. But he got to this point where he talked about waiting. And then they begin to sing this song. All I remember the tune is, that's what happens when you wait. That's what happens when you wait. And I just began to think about, am I waiting right? Because the scripture says, you will walk and not be weary. That's what happens when you wait. It says, you will mount up, meaning you will get strength. You'll be able to fly through. You'll be able to soar through the things that others might look at and say, ooh, child. That's what happens when you wait. Listen, that thing did something to me yesterday. And I began to think about all the things that I've been trying to get God to rush on. He's saying, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings with eagles. They shall run and not faint. Listen, that's what happens when you wait. You waiting on a husband? Listen, just wait. Because he's going to do some things. Just wait. Waiting, I was thinking about just even me raising my sons. Trying to prepare my young man, my young adult for life. And I'm like, come on with it. Come on. You got to get this. Got to get that. And he's saying, wait. Wait means have some patience. In other words, be patient. Because God is all at while working on the situation. Listen, let me read something to y'all. And then we're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. What do you do while you wait? And I wrote down here, while I wait, I'm going to get busy with what I have. Come on, somebody. See, we're so busy trying to find out what we're in, trying to put ourselves in positions, trying to, you know, I'm guilty of it, especially when it comes to God, when that husband coming or whatever. I'm all on the sites and all, girl, you know somebody. It's crazy. And all he's saying is, get busy with what you have right now. What else should you do while you wait? Stay close to God. I wrote down in my journal that I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep pressing. Because when you do those things, something happens. And then this part here, and then we're going to pray. Sometimes when you wait, the work is hands-on and physical. And other times, it's a solitary journey of soul searching. How is God asking you to wait? Have you been waiting properly? Because sometimes we're just looking around frustrated, and God is saying, I need you to wait in such a way. Come on, y'all. Listen, I ain't telling y'all all my business, but I'm just saying, we got to wait, y'all. Because something happens when you wait. Strength comes when you wait. Renewal happens when you wait. Patience happens when you wait. The lessons are learned when you wait. It's stuff you're supposed to be doing in the wait, y'all. Are you doing it? Let's pray. Most heavenly and precious Father, Lord, we thank you for another day. We thank you for the ability to open up our eyes, to see a day we've never seen before. We ask for forgiveness of all things we've done on this past week that did not align with your word. God, help us to do better. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just everything you've already done and everything you're going to do. This morning, our prayer is on waiting. The song said, that's what happens when you wait. Renewal comes when you wait. Strength happens when you wait. God, we ask that you would help us to wait properly. Father God, help us, oh God, not to complain in our wait. Help us, Father God, to find what you have given us, the tools you have already given us. Help us to use what we have while we wait, oh God. Help us to get busy while we wait, oh God. Help us to pray while we wait, oh God. Help us to work on our soul, on our spirit, while we wait for you to manifest those natural things in our life, oh God. Help us to do the things we need to do while we wait. Because the Bible says that you are all at while working on our situation. You already know what our heart stands in need of. Father God, so help us to wait, but to wait properly. Help us to wait, but to wait knowingly. Help us to wait, oh God, but to wait with a different perspective than we had before. Help us to wait, Father God, so that we're not rushing what you already have planned. Help us, Father God. Help us, God, to not put it in our own hands, Father. Help us to sit back when we feel that we're getting anxious, oh God. For you said in your word, God, be anxious for nothing. You said, be anxious for no thing, but in everything through prayer and supplication. You said, make our requests known unto you. That's what happens when we wait. We are searching for you. We are seeking your face, oh God. Your word says, early in the morning shall I seek thee. Help us to wait and to do these things while we wait. Help us to trust while we wait. Help us to be joyful while we wait. Help us, Lord, to have a different thought process while we wait. Oh God, help us to be excited in the wait, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And God, we just give you glory for this new way that we're waiting. We thank We thank you for the new way of waiting, Father. We thank you for the new way of waiting, oh God. We thank you for the new way of waiting, oh God. And we ask that you would walk us through how you want us to wait on the things we are asking you for, oh God. Now we ask, God, as we always do, that you would bless everyone divinely connected to us, our children, our young adult children, our loved ones, our grandchildren, our spouses, our significant others, our relatives, our good friends. Father God, bless them. Let every need be met and some of the wants be met as well. We pray, God, that multiple streams come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We pray right now that we lack no thing. Praying for good health, soul prosperity, and financial prosperity as well. We pray that our spirit is well until we meet again. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Y'all could have went. I could have went a little longer. I want to play this little reel that I found. It has the song that I was singing. And you know what? I just pray that it gets in your spirit. Because there's something that happens when you wait. I'll see you next time in prayer.
Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord.